Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Just 3 days left until a possible government shutdown, and Republicans have a new proposal to keep the government funded through mid-February. The stopgap spending measure would not address the future of the hundreds of thousands of young immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally, something Democrats were pushing for. Instead, it would be paired with a long-term funding plan for the Children's Health Insurance Program, known as CHIP or S-CHIP. Here's Speaker of the House Paul Ryan today.
I used to think that the Democrats thought the S-CHIP bill was bipartisan. That children's health insurance is a bipartisan bill. This was written by Republicans and Democrats. We've passed this extension twice this year. We're going to be bringing it to the floor again this week because real deadlines are occurring this Friday.
Joining us now is NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hey, Jeremy.
And tell us more about what Republicans are proposing here. I don't know if we call this Plan B or C or whatever, but what does it say?
I don't know what letter of the alphabet we're up to at this point, but it is a stopgap funding measure that would keep the government open until February 16th. It would include, as Paul Ryan was talking there about the Children's Health Insurance Program, a six-year reauthorization of that. And that's pretty key because he's trying to get Democrats on board to support something, to kind of browbeat them into that. It would also have some measures related to the Affordable Care Act, including extending a two-year delay on the ACA-related taxes on medical devices and so-called Cadillac plans. Those are plans that are high value and would extend 1 year delay of the ACA-related health insurance tax. And there's a defense-related provision to provide more money for missile defense. So, you know, again, something that they're trying to buy some more time to negotiate when it comes to DACA, the Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals. But again, this does not deal with DACA specifically.
Would Democrats be willing to vote against this extension of the CHIP funding if it also means voting for a bill that doesn't deal with DACA?
Well, that's the vice that Paul Ryan is trying to put Democrats in at this point. That's why he's trying to bring CHIP into this, because Democrats really want to be able to try to make a deal on DACA. And it means that Paul Ryan's not confident that he can pass this just with his conference alone, getting 218 with just Republicans. And we heard the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus say, quote, "The votes are not currently there to pass it with just Republicans."
If DACA is not part of this bill, what happens to the Dreamers?
They're waiting. They are hung in some kind of limbo still, where March 5th is the expiration of the executive order that President Trump rescinded, the 6-month window. So there would be 1 month left or less than that, 3 weeks to get something passed to extend their current stays.
Another thing I want to ask you about is Steve Bannon, the president's former strategist. He was on Capitol Hill yesterday, questioned for 10 hours behind closed doors by the House Intelligence Committee. He was later subpoenaed by that panel. What do we know about what happened in that hearing?
Well, we know that a lot of lawmakers think that Bannon was not very forthcoming, that he was trying to invoke executive privilege, in other words, to say that he shouldn't have to reveal what he knows about being in the West Wing, although we hadn't heard from the White House that they wanted him to necessarily invoke executive privilege or that the White House was doing that on his behalf. We do know, though, that he has been subpoenaed by the special counsel, Robert Mueller, and he says that he's going to be more forthcoming with them.
What does that signal to you?
Well, that the White House has said that they don't care what he says to them, that he needs to be forthcoming and say what he knows about these various meetings. And what it says to me is that he wants to be cooperative with the special counsel to avoid any kind of charges against himself if there was anything possibly that they could deal with on him. And, you know, they're going to try to leverage him to see what they can get about anybody else close to the president.
Finally, Domenico, some new news on the allegations of an affair between President Trump and the porn star Stormy Daniels. The Wall Street Journal earlier reported that she was paid $130,000 to stay silent about it. Daniels says that was false and she never had a sexual relationship with Trump. But today, a 2011 In Touch magazine interview resurfaced in which she claims they did have an affair. Is this story going anywhere?
Well, you know, the White House vehemently denies that this took place. They point to Stephanie Clifford, who is the real name of the Stormy Daniels, who has her stage name is Stormy Daniels, that she has denied it herself. They deny any payment at this point. But I do think that this is the kind of story that it's remarkable that it just kind of gets brushed off, you know, that people maybe aren't surprised or it's not that big of a thing when it comes to President Trump. If this were any other president who was being right. accused of having an affair while he was married and his wife had just had their baby, this would be major, major news. But amid the storm of chaos of everything else, nobody's talking about it.
NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.